You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
Hey, you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. If you've not been listening to the live feed, you know, for like the last 15 minutes, I'm Brian Kilby. I am incredibly rusty because I've not been on for like 2 weeks. So,
I was just going to ask you who you were.
Vacation's over.
Yeah, the guys are going to run over me tonight, and there's not much I can do about it. So with me this week,
it's okay, we're rusty at that too.
Yeah.
This week, we have the usual crew. Actually, the usual crew in total.
Whoa. So,
wow.
Hold on there.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. Everybody's here? I'm out. Screw that.
Yeah. Somebody's got to go.
Let's see here. Lots of stuff to talk about this week.
Oh, yeah.
Bet your butt.
Yeah, so
we're
going to
have any time.
Yeah. We got to get the new sound wave in like 60 minutes, so we got to rush through this thing. let's start off with some news. I'll admit XV wrote all of this and I have no idea. War for Cybertron Shockwave video was released via GameStop. You guys watched
it? It's a video of Shockwave.
Woohoo!
Shocking.
Back in the man.
He turned into a spacecraft / jet.
Does he have GameStop bumper stickered on his butt?
You'd expect logic, that, wouldn't you?
Might as well.
Logic dictates you pre-order this and get a subscription to Game Informer at GameStop.
Dude, yes.
Yeah. Oh man.
You know that? You know, I just put two and two together. That's why Game Informer has always had like the heads up on this, because they have a sweet deal going on.
Yeah. I just like to be able to buy something at GameStop without getting offered a subscription to Game Informer.
I have a subscription to Game Informer. I had a subscription to Game Informer since issue one for like...
Jeez.
So it's your fault.
Yes, it is.
No, dude, I'm just buying a Mario plushie. I don't need the magazine. Oh, dude, if you don't shut up about this magazine, just ring me up. It's like every time. Well, you know, with Game Informer, I get it.
God, I hate being offered things at the register.
Ugh, tell me about it.
I understand
that's
what a game magazine is.
It's a bad customer service. Mm. It's like buying a teddy bear and they offer you batteries.
That's always a recipe.
It's like, yeah, you know what? I need one, something to throw at you. So, yeah, why don't you give me a pack of those? All right?
Yeah. Yes, I
fresh
in fact,
out
I do.
Of projectiles.
In fact, I do
make
need
sure
batteries
the details,
for SpongeBob popsicle. Yes.
You know, speaking of magazines, I'm really looking forward to my Electronic Gaming Monthly. I should get my first issue here in like a month. So,
that's right.
Yeah, EGM is back after a fashion. So,
hopefully shoeless, but that's just me.
Shoe is there, and I'm not a big fan of the shoe, but I'm a big fan of the fish. So
the fish!
Fish!
On Davis Film, the fish! Fish in the mornings.
Dude, if we start like a tfradio.net like morning show, we've got to get the fish on.
Oh yeah,
it's Billy and the fish in the mornings. The morning zoo crew with the fish.
You have to go do remotes though. We have to send him like to the mall and stuff.
Lots of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, no more cat.
Lots of fail.
No more. What else is going on in the news this week? A rumor again. San Diego Comic Con, Transformers exclusive, Classics Rodimus, Cyclonus, and someone else, 3-pack.
We have to report a rumor so that we have something to take back next week, or
yes,
most likely
totally
later
unfounded.
In the show.
Yes, it's always best when it's later in the same show.
Weebum or TFG1 Mike are listening, and I don't know that there are right now.
It just makes it easier when we do it in the same show, but yeah. Oh, that was wrong? Oh.
Yep.
Screw us.
Just do it right there.
That's like
instantaneous wrongness.
That's like a predictable pack. Who's someone else? Galvatron, maybe? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. That's like my least favorite toy.
Hey, you know what? I just heard they're going to make a plush Unicron.
Yes! I'd be all
oh,
over
no,
that.
No, wait, sorry, I'm wrong.
Oh,
fail.
Next to the balloon Animal Optimus Prime.
No, what they should make is a Unicron snow globe, where when you turn him over, it's little bits of robot inside.
That would be awesome.
Little Junkions.
Oh my god! No, yes, you totally do it. Like this, like a like the half of Cybertron with him standing on it, like. Yeah, hands in the air.
Well,
and then
no, I meant Unicron himself would be the snow globe, and you could look into his mouth to see the stuff floating.
That would be awesome as well.
Genius.
But yes,
genius.
Robot. If anyone wants to sell one of those Optimus Prime snow globes, I'm really looking for one of those.
God. Doesn't stop.
Had to get it in there. Had to get it in there.
I do. And not the crappy movie one either.
Or someone's giving them away.
Also, can't shut at the movie. This is awesome. Yeah. You're efficient tonight.
Yeah.
By the way, send me stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the movie set.
Yeah. Well, efficiency is my mental bite me, all right?
Oh, we worried we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, that's true. Our pre-orders for various canned animated toys, Wingblade or Voyager Prime, Rodimus.
I have pre-ordered them from Big Bad Toy Store already.
You're a good man.
Not yet.
Hasbro anymore.
Are we at the point where we do have to like assume this is like our shot at these molds?
Yes.
Or what?
I think so.
After what happened with Robot Heroes, I'm not taking any chances on Hasbro.
Yeah, you know, if they do come out here, it'll be a nice bonus.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Japan is getting the Wingblade stuff with a Voyager Prime, whereas we were supposed to get it with a repainted version of the Battle Begins Prime, which was the deluxe-sized one. So even if it does still come out here, it's still kind of a different toy.
When?
That you already have.
Yeah, see, I'm all for that.
I'm all about JetBacks on my robots.
I have robot heroes that have pictures on the back of products that Hasbro just decided... So I'm not trusting them any further.
Failed hope.
On this one, Transformers Collectors Club and Dion delayed until May 31st. I told you.
Cue the dramatic music.
Brian. What the hell?
Tuba noise.
Oh, what will I do without my not shot?
Yeah.
Wait, this is going to be like, late? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I'm just like, shouldn't it be expected to be May? Well, April this year. But, dude, May's like exclusive month.
I guess the people making it must have just gotten too bored.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually kind of glad because my address is changing in a week, and I want to make sure I get it.
So will you be on RFC next week?
Tentatively.
That's all that matters, Brian.
We got plenty of people who'll cover for you.
I mean, I could pull out Lappy and probably do it on that, but
get on your cell phone, dude. That would be awful.
Oh,
I mean,
God. Oh, via Skype, HTC Touch Pro.
What the thing is here, though, the toys are supposed to be shipping out of China allegedly in the next few days, and the delay is just to getting to, you know, fund publications and then being shipped back out.
Essentially, UPS.
If anyone cares, that's what happened. And right.
They should just blame the volcano and see if anybody notices. Be like, oh, well.
There you go.
You know, volcano delayed everything. So, I'm like, wait a minute, that's on the other side of the world. That's a volcano.
Well, I'll like burst into song and sing like Blame Iceland to the tune of Blame Canada from the South Park movie.
See,
that's why I need to be their PR guy. Be like, we'll see, there's a volcano, but it's on the other side of the planet. Well, so's the factory.
Actually, that's irrelevant because these toys are made in the Kuiper Belt. So.
Dude, ash is in the air. The Swedes can't take flight. You're not getting your toy till May.
Oh, I'm sure it'll really be more like July or August.
It's usually been about May, what, June, sometime around then, usually?
You're asking me?
I was thinking out loud.
Incidentally, this conversation has already gone on longer than the period that you will enjoy your not shot.
It's true.
Hey. Him and Heat Wave are gonna have a party. It's gonna be a heat wave.
Okay, and lastly in the news, John Malkovich likes money.
Yep. Yeah, he sure does.
Okay.
So, hey, JD.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what's going on this week in history?
Okay, so...
Wow. Seriously?
Ta-da!
We went there. So...
Are we playing Bozo Buckets now? I couldn't hear what was going on.
These are in no particular order of importance, but apparently they are in, I guess, time order. Anyway, April 20th, 1937, saw the birth of Yokotron himself, George Sakai.
Sakai.
Whatever. He's gay. Sakai. He's gay, and I can say it's
Way Takei. To reduce him.
No. I was bored.
It's Takei. It's rhymes with gay, so that's what it's awesome. The guy got married. Come on, it's awesome.
I was yes. bored.
Well, that just makes it all better.
In our lifetime. Anyway, I don't want to get political. Anyway,
George Takei is a great dude.
He's a great guy. He's funny as hell.
Yes, I have a story about him, but go on.
Okay.
Wow.
Why don't you go ahead and just throw it in there. We're there. We don't want to come back.
Wait a minute. Story about what with George Takei?
Discovery.
No, I was at a science fiction convention with some friends, and he was there attending. And we're on the elevator. One of my friends is dressed up as Freddy Krueger. And George Takei gets on the elevator and looks over and goes, Freddy Krueger, yeah. And that was it. And he turned around and started talking.
So he was proud of himself for knowing that character?
Yeah, wow. He basically turned into Beast Wars Megatron going, oh, Freddy Krueger.
Awesome.
And that was
He's
it. It's like
a detective.
He should play Megatron in the next series. That'd be great. Just George Takei. Awesome. Like, yes.
Let's go still smell trees.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I would too.
Awesome. That is funny. Anyway, he's fascinating to me. Anyway, April 22nd, 2004, how could you resist Energon number 22 from Dreamwave? I mean, that's like the Sign pinnacle up. Of Dreamwave.
Of literature.
Yeah.
Energon was their finest moment. It was like Epilepsy the comic series.
It's a shame nobody released any Energon toilet paper.
Way on a bet, go to Big Lots. There it is.
Yeah.
They called it issue 22.
Thing is, that Energon's, like, the one shot Energon comic stories are so good. Why couldn't they stretch out a decent story? I mean, why? And my head gets broken on it. If you can make a good story in four pages, you should handle a monthly book.
I think it was so short you didn't notice how much it sucked.
No, I quietly enjoyed the summer special
story. Kind of like an Offspring song. You know?
No, they suck before he is like, Offspring,
turn it. It sucks for a minute and a half, but by the time it's over, you're so glad it's over that whatever comes on next seems great.
Offspring.
Oh. Right, it's a comic that only sucks for four pages.
What are you talking about? Offspring sucks from the beginning. Like, oh boy, come on, boy.
It's like, no, the joke derives from there was an actual Offspring song that a friend and I referred to as the song that sucks for a minute and a half. And that's about how long it was. And we always just leave it on the radio because even though it sucked, whatever would come on after seemed great. So it was worth just sitting there for the minute and a half. It was pleasant that it was so short. So I was referring to the comic as the comic that only sucks for four pages.
I think Offspring's wondering, what did they do to get
dragged
into this?
They're like, why are we getting the ire of some second-rate podcast?
Can we be on it, by the way?
We're a third-rate podcast.
Yeah. Maybe we should come on the show to talk about it. Oh god.
He won't even know who they are. It'd be great.
Yeah, because he was like two when they were popular.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you know what?
Ooh. Something to do with Big Bad Toy Store.
Yes. Big Bad Toy Store.
Woohoo.
From now until Friday, save 15% on everything at BBTS carries except new and pre order slash back order items. You know, I'm just reading this off of their newsletter.
Good enough.
Thousands of items are on sale and hundreds more of just had the nude as it taken off. Just
browse. Does this qualify? Does City Commander qualify for this? Because I'm interested. Ooh. I'm going to check that out. Everybody should check it out. I'm
gonna just browse through your favorite menus to view the sale items. That's exactly what John DeLuna is doing right now.
What is
they
that
also have just listed a wide variety of upcoming Transformers animated Japanese figures.
Which you should order because you cannot trust Hasbro. Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it's for not any Hasbro corporation ever. The stores just don't want them.
Trust Has. Yeah, that may be true. I trust Hasbro way more than I trust Mattel, but, you know.
Well.
Look at Venkman.
Yeah.
Dude, I was at C2E2 this week. I swear to God, I just wanted to, like, check right into their little display towers so they'd, like, domino over. It was so just like, oh, I wish that, like, that dude in the Maddie collector hat had been there. Just wanted to smack him upside the head. Wipe that grin right off his face, whatever poor intern they left in that suit.
But yeah, so check out Big Bad Toy Store. Go to tfradio.net/BBTS. Otherwise, they won't know that you came from Radio Free Cybertron.
Radio Free Cybertron with the fish in the mornings.
And the fish in the mornings. Hey,
I had this crazy notion that somebody should really tell to Mattel. There's a name for when you sell large quantities of a product for others to sell at profit. It's called retail.
Yep. I saw your comment on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think they got it. Speaking of getting it or not getting it, we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the official podcast of TFormers.com.
Okay, so we're back with our friend Dr. Fish. Dr. Fish is one. What do you want to talk about, Dr. Fish?
Well, first thing that I found out while listening to the morning news, Hasbro stock within the last year has tripled in profit. Hasbro has tripled its profit, and thanks to people like us, that has happened, and it mostly due to the Transformers line, as they said on the news.
And when you say us, you mostly mean Michael Bay.
Yeah.
That and Skybyte, BotCon set.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
Wait, Skybyte's a BotCon?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I get can you get a link for me?
There's no picture yet.
Pictures yet. So yeah, the BotCon set's going to rock hard.
Yeah. How is
Balloonus, I think I've been on the show times before. I think this is my fourth time being on this TF radio.
Thought it was at least the eighth.
Yeah.
It feels like more.
And I'll be like back for more anyway, so hopefully.
So we have so Hasbro's profit has soared. That's pretty awesome. You know.
In this
wow, when you make multi-billion-dollar movies, you make money. Holy crap!
Yeah, I know.
And but now's a great time to actually, if you want to do stocks, and you're a Transformers fan, go Hasbro because it just keeps rising and rising.
I wouldn't
buy high.
Should have done that too. Yeah, I was gonna say should have invested
just
like
don't
last
buy
year.
Google because Google stocks are $564 a share, and I do not like that.
Buy low stock.
You need a girlfriend. Are you reading the stock reports?
I don't read the stock reports. That's what I remember last time. I'm planning on buying stocks when I'm 18. So.
Keep on dreaming.
Yeah.
I just wanted to buy a lotto ticket.
It's not that for, it's for a long time.
Money's laid.
Yeah, really.
Don't buy stocks laid.
Yeah. All right, let's just talk about Skybyte.
Makes me wish I had like a Skybyte soundboard. That would be so awesome. You know, I just searched for Skybyte, and like the first two results that came up for me are our results, but Google has this way of customizing itself. Sorry.
I'll send you some Skybyte stuff later.
That would be so awesome. Okay. But yeah.
Man, you guys make it sound like porn.
I know. I'll send you a torrent.
Well, there
later.
Was that
Doc,
one.
Man, I will hook you up with some Skybyte. Don't you worry.
I got you
make
covered.
Sure, just make sure if something happens to me, delete the Skybyte so the wife doesn't find it.
Right. That's right.
Delete
right.
The folder called business projects.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we really don't have a topic.
Very sorry about your husband. Can I see his computer for a minute? No, it's not a sledgehammer. It's a smaller type of hammer. It just looks like a
just a magnet. Whoops. What happened?
We can talk more about that IDW app that that's going to be on the iPad.
I guess we could.
Comic reader.
You know, I do want to mention this. This is sort of a new Soundwave topic. But, you know, IDW does have their own comic reader app for the iPad. I think it actually may be – I don't know if it's made by the same people that make the Marvel app. But
yeah, it is.
I think that the comic's really the killer app for the iPad, at least for me. I actually had a chance to play with a CBR reader this past week, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So if you don't mind piracy.
If you didn't think your iPad sucked before, try reading Spotlight Prowl off of it.
Oh, God.
But here's the thing, though. The IDW has a customized all Transformers apps, so that's actually pretty cool, too.
Is it free, or do you have to pay for the app?
The actual app is free, but you have to pay for the comics.
Well, why would I want to buy something where I'm sort of limited to what I can buy for it? If I want to actually read their other IDW stuff, which I don't know why I would actually have to other app to, like, read their other stuff.
Point man, charging you per keystroke.
Yeah,
pick it up, and it's gonna be like that'll be $3.95. Like, what?
Actually, didn't Last Night of the Records number 4 come out this week?
Yes, it did.
Did you get your preview copy?
I did. I wrote a nice spiffing review of it. It's up on tformers.com.
Why don't you tell us what you thought of it? I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
It was awesome. They've all been awesome. It's got great characterizations, got a ton of action. There's a little bit more exposition in this one than the previous issues because it's like the second to last one. It's a little doomed to some setup for the climax. But overall, it was, you know, excellent. Great art, great writing. Nothing to complain about.
So, 4 issues in, do you think it's like the best Transformers comic ever, or is there any doubt of that?
It's very possibly. It's right up there. I mean, it's some of the best Transformers fiction there is, just in terms of quality. I mean, besides like Beast Wars, I'm having trouble thinking of anything that compares with it in terms of characterization and like actual just like the enjoyment of reading it. It's really good.
We all know that quality is better than quantity.
Yes, it is. I would agree with Billy.
That's deep.
Billy is a hot
poetry.
This business. He'll be employing us all in the future.
I know. Yes.
I was actually thinking of my own segment. Possibly now for a movie news segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of movie news?
Like recent movies, recent trailers, stuff like that. My views on trailers and stuff like that, and views on new movies coming out. Like today, Attack of the Show, really popular.
You love
TV.
Attack of the Show. Olivia Munn is.
It's all Olivia Munn, isn't it?
Yeah, they had their summer movie special today.
So why don't you do a trailer podcast, Billy? Like a podcast of you talking about trailers. Nothing.
Not like just trailers. Like I'll talk about different stuff.
Mobile homes?
Yeah, no.
I'll talk about this week in trailers, this week in movies coming out in theaters, and this week in movie coming out in DVD. Like Avatar.
You could call it the Fisher's Trailer Park.
No, I do not want the renamed Blaster. I can't move in vehicle mode. That's no point. There's no point.
No, I think I'm anyway. Favor this option.
Did you take your medicine this evening?
Yeah, my pills aren't working.
Just don't call it New Blaster.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Billy's coming out hour. What about the Sci-Fi Original Productions coming out this Saturday, Billy? They look excellent.
podcast you do, Bill.
Well, let's see.
Quincast, that's good.
Yeah.
Quincast.
That actually is pretty good.
That actually is.
Well, wait. Let's see.
Don't be giving that away, Kelby. We might need that.
Yeah.
In fact, after this show, we're probably going to have to rename this.
Yeah. Last Transformers episode of Radio Free Cybertron. Yeah. Ready for cows or something next week.
We'll just say. God.
After editing, though, these are like our best episodes, though.
Oh, yeah. People listening like, live are like, this is horrible. Who listens to this?
Yeah. All over the place.
All right, let's see. This weekend that's coming out into movies is first off from Warner Brothers Pictures starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan as known from The Watchmen is The Losers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we still doing Radio Free Cybertron?
You're blowing my wad, dude. This is the Transformers show. I've got a whole show called New Soundwave.
Yeah, JD has his show that's coming up.
That's right.
I say it's my
show. All right, and I'll do stuff like that on that show. So let's just move back to Transformers.
Okay. Hey,
we're riveted.
How about
have you seen on air?
We'll go ahead and go back to listening. We'll bring you back here in about 20 minutes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
Sweet. Thanks,
you guys. Want to hear my imitation of? You guys want to hear my imitation of an IDW Transformers comic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You guys ready?
Here we go.
Okay, here it goes. Page one, they're standing around. Page two, they're standing around. Page three, the human kids are running. Page four, they're standing around. Page five, Megatron saying, damn it. Page five, tune in next month. Page six, page seven, say ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Megatron saying, damn it.
Man.
I'm so sick
of the ongoing.
Why don't they just go ahead and kill it? I mean, or change it or something, can't they?
they're going to come to the end of this arc, and I'm hoping what comes next is better. But I've already reached the point where, like, I'm talking to people who've, like, clearly lost all hope, and what's really going, they're like, no, it's good, because in a few issues, they're going to, it's like, wait, what?
They're going to do something.
Something, yeah. The whole ongoing has just been, like, the whole thing with Prime, it's like your dad got left for a tennis instructor, and you're watching his therapy sessions.
Prime, depressed. Bumblebee doesn't know what to do. Rod's
worth killing Ironhide for. Thank you for taking us down this road, because then I really wanted to see what Optimus Prime would be like if, you know, he was an emo 13-year-old. You know, the quintessential question of the ongoing and Bumblebee and Spotlight Prowl is, what happens to the Autobots when the war ends? Well, apparently the answer is their IQs all drop 50 points and they lose all sense of rational thought. They just don't do anything that makes sense ever.
This all sounds like fanfic that I would have written when I was a teenager, or that I actually.
Yeah. Oh, it, exactly. Well, I
it
mean,
it is fanfic. Look, Drift.
Well, I didn't go down that road. I did not
get his whole own series, and I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to Drift at this point because I'm so sick of the ongoing. Like anything that's not the ongoing is like gold. Like, yeah, get me out of here. Could you tell a less worthwhile story? And the climax is coming next month is like a gestalt. It's like, wow, that's kind of like the premise of a Sunbow cartoon. They could have had Menasor in the first issue. I mean, there's just like none of this leads up to that. It's just like this holding pattern. It's like, okay, we need you to write a Transformers series. So it's like basically what I'm going to write is the Autobots and Decepticons standing around talking for five issues, and then they're going to bust out a gestalt and shoot at each other. That's like the whole thing. You know, they keep going like, oh, the war is over. What happens now? And there's like fire coming overhead. Like, well, what was that? It's like, nope. Sorry, war is over. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's some Decepticons over there, dude. Nope, war is over. Aren't they shooting at you? Like, yeah, but the war is over, so it really doesn't matter. We're all lost. We don't know what to do now without the war. No, seriously, they're shooting at you. I don't know how else to put it. It's just like... And then Spotlight Prowl, and I don't know if I've used this analogy before. Spotlight Prowl is like going to a restaurant and ordering chicken soup and finding a big, juicy, nasty fly in it and telling the waiter and having him say, oh my God, and having him grab your menu and run out the door and come back with a stack of new reprinted menus and hand it back to you and says, there, now it says chicken and fly soup. Isn't that better? It's like, I think you fail to notice the nature of my concern.
Transformers comics are good.
Read Wreckers. Leave everything else back on the shelf. Wreckers is right there next to the ongoing. Just resist temptation.
Have they gotten around to doing anything yet?
There's going to be Menasor next issue.
Oh, okay.
And
And Hot Rod's mowing the yard.
Thundercracker are so in love with humans because they're so awesome that they like can't do anything that makes sense anymore. It's kind of like Magnus and the Tyrus Accord.
Pretty much what's going to happen when they get around to doing something, Drift's going to jump around smiling and slashing him with his sword while everyone stands around and like, oh, Drift's really good.
He's going to be squealing, I'm a ninja!
What does that say on his car door? It says Drift. Whoa. You know, they should have Drift out in G2, so that way instead of Katana, it would have said just Drift painted on the side of his door. And then the Decepticons have really been exposed to how much idiots they are. Who is that driving by? They all have their names on them. How are we not figuring out who these guys are? They're robots in disguise.
It's the point where like the readership consists of the people who will always buy Transformers comics no matter what and will always justify it and like no one else. And their hope is to expand into like the people who like the movie, and it's never going to happen. And they're like ditching all the fans who are complaining about it in the hopes of getting the new movie fans. This is just my theory, but that's what I really feel like is going on.
I think that's all of like IDW's readership. It's all people that, you know, like, it's like the built-in audience is all that actually reads, you know, i.e. Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But,
I just think their readership, especially of G1 comics. I mean, who really, you know, who besides someone who was into it when they were a kid is going to read a G1 comic? Now, yeah. I think they could get more of those people. I think there are more of them that would read the comic if it was better. But I think they've reached the point where they're like, why do you read our comics? It's like, because I've been reading Transformers comics since I was 6, and I'm not, and I wrote out Dreamwave, and I'm not going to stop for you. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
But really, who's going to get it next if IDW drops it? I mean, really? I mean, right. You think Marvel DC would even take it anymore?
Well, I think there's going to be another movie. There'll be a little swell, and then if they don't do another movie, they'll start to die out. Or they'll just keep, you know, puttering on with the people who buy it every week, no matter what. But I'll tell you, every comic store I go to, and I ask about this just because, I mean, it's not like a totally scientific thing. I mean, it's only 3 or 4 stores in the area. But they either don't order any Transformers comics or order 3 of each issue. So, I mean, like, I'm sorry. These things can't be selling like gangbusters.
They're selling enough to keep it going.
They shouldn't be listening to the concerns of people, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they can find somebody.
I feel bad. I mean, like, I know a few people at IDW. I feel bad complaining about it. Like, I don't want them to do poorly, but I don't know. They're not working.
They're never going to have enough of a readership to get anything worthwhile going on it, and they are always going to have enough to keep it going. So,
you know, I would say that the number of people reading the G1 ongoing at IDW is equal to the number of people who actually read the Dreamwave comic that was the number one selling comic nation.
Yeah,
people actually sat down and looked at it, and, you know, beyond the, ooh, look at the art, it's kind of like anime, except it's really sad.
Oh my god!
I need that on the soundboard, so.
Lazarus is the bad guy. Lazarus is the bad guy. Megatron's rebelling.
Oh my. Well, you know, and all that being said, Wreckers is amazing. I think it's probably my favorite comic I'm reading right now.
Really?
So, yeah. It's a great comic.
It's fun. What's the difference. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's got, like, causality to it. I don't know. Like, I never feel like, I've never, like, turned into like, what? Why are you doing that? I mean, like, talk about taking a page from Revenge of the Fallen. It's just like the ongoing, you're constantly asking, like, wait, why? It's like, oh, because I'm feeling bad about something that happened in the previous series. It's like, you're feeling so bad, you decided to just do something random that makes no sense? Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, like, Optimus Prime surrenders, right? This is like the big, you know, cliffhanger of the first issue. And they got around to the explanation of it last issue. And it had to be pointed out to me that it was the explanation. I was like, yeah, I see the part where Prime's whining. Where's the, really? Seriously? That's it? Like, that can't be it. Like, no. Yep, he just, just kind of feeling sorry for himself. So he abandoned, you know, his army that he's been leading for 9 million years.
Yep, guys. Call it. Screw this. War's over.
Yeah.
Going to bake cookies with the humans.
I think the human equivalent is like, imagine it was like World War II went on for 30 years, right? And people fought for 30 years straight in the same spot. And then one morning after a battle, the other side stopped shooting for 15 minutes. And by the end of 10 minutes, everyone was like, oh my God, my life without war has no direction. And all like scattered off and did nothing. It's like, dude, I think they're coming back. Like, nope, it's over. It's all over. We don't know what we're doing anymore. My life's been a sham. It's like, I really think they're still in the woods. They might be reloading. Like, nope, it's been 10 minutes.
You know, I really like...
I don't follow you after 10 minutes. The war's over.
You know, I think the reason I like the Wreckers comic is for the same reason I like the Devil's Due G.I. Joe Transformers comic so much, is that it was fun. Like, Volume 2, they were literally, okay, the bad guy is a dude in a cape and a shiny mask, and they're robots from space. Okay. I mean, the whole thing was tongue-in-cheek and like, you know what? This is stupid.
Well, I was saying this about the art in Wreckers, even, that it's got a cartoony element to it, and it actually makes them seem more real, because it's not trying to convince you that these are realistic objects. It's just trying to convey what's happening and make it fun. You know, it's not trying to, like, show you every cog and piston and be, you know, make you feel like it could be a photorealistic object.
Well, because fun is good. In a comic book, it doesn't have to be real. That's been the whole thing. So, I mean, that was the whole problem with, I mean, trying to transition the movie designs to comic book designs is because it's stupid. There's a reason those are two different worlds.
That's right. Yeah. They never work right. I mean, they're not designed to be that. They're not designed to be toys either, which is why they kind of suck.
Wow, we sort of came up with a topic there. It's awesome.
Yeah, just got to edit out all the, you know, fish talking about movies, and we're set.
Yeah.
These are always the best episodes.
Yeah.
And you guys get to hear it.
Kidding.
To give IDW some credit, they have actually been somewhat responsive to my recent criticisms.
I think IDW is a great company. I've not been a big fan of, like, their non-Transformers product. And, I mean, I've been buying IDW stuff for years, but... You know, but it's a great company, and they have been very responsive to your criticism. At least, I mean, personally contact me.
I'm the squeakiest wheel, apparently.
Oh, I get some WD-40.
So, are we doing Twitter theater?
I'm going to get mugged at BotCon. That's what's going to happen.
That hasn't happened yet. We're good. We're good.
Hey, Ender, we'd like to show you our special viewing room. We've got some special comics in here for you to read. They're exclusive.
I feel like I must drive them nuts because it's like, okay, we got two reviews out of this guy this week. A 1-star and a 5-star. It's like, what do you do about that?
God, we hate this guy.
Well, if you average him, that means you're pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, I just, you know, it's like, he's just an angsty fanboy. It's like, well, what about the 5? Is that angsty fanboy? No, that's well considered, thought out critique. No, the people who work there have been very nice to me, and they're very nice people, and I feel bad when I have to come down on their stuff. But I'm sorry, the ongoing and this prowl thing have just been. Well, at least they're not as bad as Bumblebee.
I'm going to be the leader of the Autobots. Now it's time to play with a little girl. God, that was a train wreck. It's like,
speaking of train wrecks, how about Twitter theater?
Oh, okay. So what do we do?
Bumblebee plays with a little girl for 2 issues.
This Twitter theater is this
Scrapper. I'm going to hit you with a shovel now. Okay. Yeah, yeah, good. Catch you next issue. Nope, but I'll be on the cover.
So Twitter, Starscream Brigade. We actually post this, or did
I did yesterday?
Awesome.
There's things I really like about this episode.
I love that episode.
Yeah, there's things I really like about this episode. It gives us sort of a glimpse like the Transformers penal system.
Yeah. They pull out your brain and they put it in a filing shelf.
Wait, the Transformers what system?
Never mind.
It's a legal term. Well played, sir. Well played.
I love the starking reality of the episode when, like, Starscream finds, like, an old biplane and an old truck, and then he puts the sparks on a magically derived space shuttle.
Yeah.
It's like the one that really threw me off. I mean, all the other stuff was kind of like, okay, they're like war, it's a tank and a jeep and, you know, whatever kind of, you know, artillery truck he's supposed to be or whatnot. And then it's like space shuttle. Huh. Like, you know.
Well, you know, my whole scale argument about how the space shuttle's bigger than everyone else on Bruticus. Okay, that plane's the size of a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah. Well, that's why Blastoff is the size he is.
And, you know. Frankly, wouldn't it be cooler if Blastoff, like, was like a Spitfire or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it actually be cooler? Like, I don't know.
Anything would be cooler than a space shuttle.
As a kid, I never questioned the space shuttle. I was very slow as a child.
I never questioned it. It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
Smurf was on in 20 minutes. What kind of causality was there to question?
You know, there's times really to question the space shuttle, such as in Bot when it's driving down the street.
Yeah. Like, they can't do that. What?
I think I must have blocked that out.
The real world kind of the real world has totally ruined the Combaticons for me, because not only have I been to Space and Rocket Center and seen that giant space shuttle going, dude, no way. And then two, working on a military base, I'm like, okay, he's a truck with a flatbed trailer and he can support all these guys dangling off him without bending.
Oh, yeah.
Really? The trailer doesn't just
Screw the Combaticons. I'm just happy that Swindle came out of this episode.
Yeah,
Swindle's the best thing about the Combaticons.
Swindle, the best thing about the ongoing too, which is funny.
Once again, put Swindle in TF3 with James Gandolfini as the voice. We got a movie, guys.
Yeah,
you gonna tell me this motherfucker over here? Okay, I got his parts. Okay, all right, shoot him.
Oh Lord! Yeah. So okay, that's an episode worth watching.
That's definitely worth watching. Actually, of all the G1 cartoons, it's in my top 10 easily. Maybe
well, and it's actually an episode that continues off of another episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it continues into another episode.
Oh, continues into another episode. Yeah. Right, my
Megatron
bad.
Short-sighted punishments. The episode. I'm gonna punish Starscream. Here, don't you get off this rock, Mister?
Yeah. You flying guy.
Does Megatron like swat Starscream down to the island or exile him or something?
Yeah.
In the beginning of this,
laser beam carry him and drop him on the island.
Yes. After
lie at all. He's a plane.
Yeah, and again, never questioned it.
On Cybertron, like 3 minutes later, Starscream is the Transformers answer to Jack Sparrow.
The thing I don't get, though, is, you know, they sent Starscream off into space on the rock. How did they launch the rock off like that?
Stone.
Same way they got energy from trees.
No, that rock was already there, because as I recall, it is actually an egg. It is a floating object in space.
I think you're thinking of a different episode.
Objects don't move in space. Objects move in space.
Objects fall in space.
God, G1 Megatron's an idiot.
Don't you go anywhere. Oh, man. And like you're 30 fanboys just went King Kong crazy when you said that. He's a mastermind! No, he was
yeah. What do you mean, the guy that's always lying to me? If I tell him to stay on this island the rest of life, he's going to stay, right?
Alan's asking in that room, he's like, you guys don't know how to launch your rocks off. Boy, do we.
Oh, yes.
I don't know any self-respecting nerd that doesn't. So,
I always love that episode with the... there was the minor rebellion against Megatron, and all the Decepticons were being so stupid that Prime was just like, why don't we just stand here and let them beat the crap out of each other. That was essentially what they did. The Autobots go like, let's go in, and Prime's like, no, no, let's just hang back a minute.
Wait a minute, guys, I've realized they're not really a threat.
You gotta know, like, the next morning, they were like, Prime, the Decepticons are up to something. You want to see the monitor? Prime's got to be sitting there just like, why? Why?
We could probably not go, and it would fail on its own. We could just...
Well, you gotta stop and think of... What?
Let's send Cliff Jumper and Cosmos over there, and I'll bet you $20 it'll all work out, all right?
You know, the thing is, you gotta ask about Prime's logic here. The Decepticons apparently have... Action TV system in the Autobot base that they somehow stuck in there, and he's literally like, how do they keep figuring out what we're doing? I mean, look up, jackass, there's a camera. Look, Laserbeak is flying through again. Do you not hear him?
Yeah, actually, Laserbeak ambushed just... the 14th time, and Prime just looked up and was like, didn't I tell somebody to fix the hole in the goddamn ceiling?
No, what they need to do is have like a like an actual like cutting laser system so that in one episode, Laserbeak, like, flies down and is just turned into, like, shredded Laserbeak. It would be excellent.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there was that one time when Laserbeak transformed and landed on Braun's shoulder and got in that way.
Yeah.
Braun just doop-de-doop, didn't feel it.
You know. Oh, I forgot to turn on my nerves and my shoulder. And then he forgot to turn them off when he got shot. Oh,
always has a chip on his shoulder. Ba-dum-ba. Yeah. Where's my drummer, Brian? Come on.
Prime's genius is exemplified when they made the Dinobots. They're like, we're going to give them a small brain because the dinosaurs had small brains.
We're gonna make
that's
them
a good idea, Ratchet.
We're going to make them Donkey Kong strong, and then we're going to make them dumb as a box of rocks.
I want to see like an edited version of the Dinobot episode where the Dinobots attack Prime. It's supposed to be the Autobots pull him out of that hole and just Prime like look over at Wheeljack and smack him upside the head.
You idiot!
Our greatest minds have created the Dinobots.
And then hit Ratchet.
Really?
Because you're with him.
What's your next project, Wheeljack? Trying to figure out how to open a can of Pringles.
I'm going to try to gargle peanut butter.
No mouth.
Yeah, Ratchet's our doctor. He can fix anybody. Is that why Prime died but Ultra Magnus could just snap back together?
Well,
was he the whole...
They also had the wax, so it was a little...
Oh, yeah.
Wax. I always see that scene. Even at the tender age of 6, the first thought in my head was, go and get Prime now. What is the problem?
It's like
reminds me of the moment from Lord of the Rings in the end when like the eagles pick up Sam and Frodo. And there's this moment where like Frodo's lucid for a second and he looks up and he's in the talons of the eagle and he looks up at Gandalf all amazed. And in my head, whenever I see that thing, I think he's just thinking, these damn things. Why didn't we use these damn things?
Yes, we could have just dropped in. Nobody
Gandalf,
would know.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to remind everyone that next week, of course, we're playing this episode live, but next week we'll be taking calls again. So you want to be on, email Brian at tfradio.net with your question. If you actually want to come on to the show, email me your Skype ID, what you want to talk about. We'll set up a time. Like, questions are more than welcome. If you want to email in a question, record it, that would be great. If you want to
like, some random verbal abuse.
That works too. If you want to call, actually, I'm gonna say you could call my Google Voice, but it's like Google Wave. I haven't checked it in 6 months. If you actually want to call and pre-record on the phone, it's 336-818-9653. But I never ever use that. But luckily, I will get an email if you call. We'll be on live next week. Check out other shows. They're all at Radio Free Cybertron's website, tfradio.net. We have Fan Versus, which is the comic book podcast, Outside the Cage, which is a MMA and wrestling podcast. Superhero Time, which is our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Sentai podcast. New Sound Wave, of course, which is our
next podcast.
It's our next podcast. and RFC Throwback, which hasn't been updated since November, and is it dead?
Probably.
I hope
no. Right now it's doing a throwback of 05.
Yeah, yeah.
The zombie cast.
it's an 03 throwback episode.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. But lots and lots and lots of shows out there. Check them out. TFRadio.net.
I want to be on a throwback. I wasn't around then. It'd be great. Make no sense.
That would make no sense. It'd be perfect.
Yeah. We could talk about IDW comics.
No. You need to talk about a Super Nintendo game or something. Well, I played a Super Nintendo game and review it, and that'll be your thing.
I can do that.
Perfect. What else?
I could totally do a throwback video game podcast. I got enough old games to choke a whale.
My favorite podcast that I'm not on is Retronauts, which is a .com podcast hosted by Jeremy Parrish. I love talking about and listening to podcasts about old games. I could totally do a Gold Games podcast. Is there anything else we want to mention, guys? Anything that I'm forgetting?
Skybyte's awesome.
He's awesome.
Next year, BotCon's got a lot to step up to.
Well, this BotCon has yet to be executed, so wait until July to say that.
The dinner could be like toast with like cold jam on it. Hey, really?
No, the BotCon dinner will be delicious cake with Subway.
Mm-hmm. I like this idea we're going with, bro.
Okay.
Ooh, meatball sub.
I guess that's it. We'll be back next week. Don't forget, check us out, tfradio.net. We're awesome. See you then.
Skybyte farted.
Skybyte fart.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, JD Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.